Oren Freitas de Santos is a community scheme specialist attorney at Paddox, joins me on the line. Oren, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you for having me.
There's been quite a bit of confusion around the regulation when it comes to people living in sectional title property schemes and property developments when it comes to lockdown, partly because the ministers, unfortunately, have been sharing conflicting messages as around to where and when can you walk your dog or can you go for a run or a walk around your complex if it is contained. What is the regulation, the latest that you have access to, telling Capetonians and South Africans what they can and cannot do in that scenario?
Thanks, Africa. I think firstly, before I can even start discussing these regulations, I just need to commend the President for his swift and decisive handling of this pandemic. I think it really makes me feel proud as a South African when comparing it to how other countries are approaching it. I just think it's a really good leadership that we have. But that said, I think, one of the side effects that we seem to be having from this virus is that people's common sense is being affected, and which is obvious. I mean, it is a very unique situation. But if one just looks at the regulations with a clear mind and applies it into the context of a community scheme, I think it is quite clear. So the disaster management regulations state that for the period of the lockdown, every person is confined to his or her place of residence. Now, in a sectional title scheme, the owners of units own a section and an undivided share in all the common property. So therefore, a person's residence in that context consists of two parts, the exclusive use right to use their section and their exclusive use area, and then their shared right to use the common property. So when looking at that further through the regulations, the lockdown regulations, the lockdown regulations contain a schedule of places and premises that are closed to the public. And I don't believe that that common property is included into that definition, given the fact that it is privately owned by the owners in a community scheme. And it's also not generally accessible to the public, so the community scheme can control the ingress and the entering of that common property.
All right. So practically, what does it mean? If I live in unit number 29 and I'm a person who generally goes to the gym and I'm feeling very, very claustrophobic and I need to go to a run around what is common property, am I allowed to?
I believe you are. So I think one always needs to exercise caution when going onto the common property, but it is a privately owned area. And I believe that if you follow the guidelines in terms of the regulations, for example, keeping your distance by 1 meter, avoiding gatherings, which are permitted in terms of the regulations. And if you exercise your use of that property without interfering with the rights of any other owner or placing them at risk, I believe you are entitled to walk your dog. You are entitled to use the some schemes have swimming pools, so you may use the swimming pools, obviously avoiding contact or getting too close to other residents.
Does it not go against the spirit of this entire lockdown, though? So if the call from the president is for all of us to stay at home, and I suppose where is the shortcoming, if there is one? Is it in the wording of the regulation where it needs to be slightly more clearer in terms of what you are or not allowed to do? Because if it's going to be okay for me in unit 29 to go for a walk around the parking area of our common property, and granted, I will be responsible and not, and making sure that I'm not next to a person within a meter and a half. It just goes against the grain, I suppose, and the intention of the lockdown and what it's supposed to do.
No, that's exactly right, Africa. So obviously we need to promote and advance the purpose of the lockdown. And in doing so, we need to act responsibly. But it does need to be made abundantly clear that the regulations do not take away from an owner's common property use rights. That's private property. That being said, the owners need to abide by the social distancing norms and regulations required. If they are planning on using the common property in a way that really defeats the point of the lockdown, then they would obviously be discouraged. But one needs to approach this sensibly, and yeah, I think it's something that every scheme needs to look at themselves, because every scheme is unique. And given the available common area, what that space looks like, they would need to just use that accordingly.
Right.
And I think we need to heed to the call, obviously, to remain indoors for the majority of the lockdown, but people do need to be able to use their gardens. And most sectional title schemes are high-rise buildings. You don't have a garden area, so you would want to go down to the garden to walk around. I think it's only natural to assume that they have that right.
All right. Your calls now on 021-446-0567. And Oren, before I say goodbye, I will reflect on some of the calls I received yesterday from people who received instructions from their border corporates as far as limiting what their movement can and cannot be. And I would want to, I suppose, ask your mind, what does that mean in intel? But let's go to Anna in Sea Point. Anna, thank you for your patience. Good morning. What's your question for Oren?
Good morning. Good morning, Africa. Well, this has totally blown me away. I can only say wow, because it's totally put a different perspective on what we have thought to be right and what you advised me yesterday. We spoke yesterday about somebody utilizing the Braai area.
Correct.
And he says he's allowed to do that because people are using the staircase, the common staircase, in order to have their exercise. We followed your instructions. We followed a member of the trustees. They were not interested. They ignored our suggestion of putting up notices everywhere. Subsequent to that, even the gentleman who actually made the Braai confronted us yesterday. He came to our front door, and he says he is entitled to use whatever he likes because he is now an owner here and he can do what he likes. Subsequent to that, people are walking their dogs inside. Their children are playing outside. I'm talking about in the premises. Well, this is a totally different thing from what your attorney has just said. It's they allow to do it. We've got no say.
Which for me, and Anna, thank you very much for one following up on the advice that I did give to yesterday and giving the feedback to this. But it really, every single one of those people who are now going about doing what they want to do because they can within their complex, they're literally going against what is intended in this lockdown, which is to
absolutely
keep each other
absolutely
safe. And that, I must confess, I'm very worried about.
What gets me is these are educated people who feel a sense of entitlement. I own this, I can do this. And I think this is so wrong. Look, I hear what your attorney is saying, but I totally disagree. But if that's the law, we've got to abide by that.
Indeed. Anna, thank you for your call. Sandy in Claremont, your question for Oren. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sandy. You're live on air. Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to find out about so-called the secure complexes. A gated complex where all the properties are privately owned. Can you walk your dog or go for a walk in those areas? I would assume not.
Oren?
Thanks, Sandy. That's a good question. So the majority of this discussion relates to sectional title schemes, but I believe that the principles can be taken across to what you refer to as gated estates or homeowners associations. Now, homeowners associations are unique in the sense that some are wholly owned by that association as private property, and others have tracts of public open spaces within the area. So one just needs to be mindful of that fact. But let's discuss this in the context of a homeowners association whose common property is private open spaces. I believe that owners would be entitled to use that area within the confines of the regulations. Again, being mindful of social distancing, the association needs to consider putting measures in place to mitigate the spread of the virus, i.e. have hand sanitizers installed around the area, And obviously, one thing that I had to mention was the bodies, corporate as well as homeowners associations, need to regulate the ingress of members of the public into the body corporate. Obviously, that won't be permitted. So
yeah, sure.
Sure. So that's basically the one thing I wanted to add. And yes, I think that they are entitled to use those areas that are privately owned areas. It's not a public open space as envisioned in the regulations.
All right.
Thanks
Sandy.
Very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question. Rob is in Tableview. Rob, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Just two questions. The one question is, could homeowners or body corporates put some rules out just to manage the movement? Like, for example, one person at a time walking for 10 minutes or something like that, you know, just to control it so people don't abuse it. The second thing is, are you able to install fiber to your house during the lockdown? Because fiber companies are ICT companies, and I think they are seen as a service that can be provided. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Oren?
Thanks, Rob. So to answer your first question, yes, the body corporate can definitely introduce rules, bearing in mind, however, that those rules would need to be approved by the owners. That can be done by a round-robin resolution. So if they were to place it into their conduct rules, they would require 75% approval of the owners. Alternatively, the trustees could make sensible suggestions as how to use the common property to avoid interfamily cross-infection. But obviously, if they were looking for a more binding and enforceful set of rules, that would need to follow the normal requirements in terms of the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act. Then, with regards to your second question, the installation of fibre, one would need to determine whether or not that falls within the categorization of essential goods and services. I have not looked at the regulations specifically in that regard, but if the installation and provision of internet services is regarded as essential, then I believe that installation should be permitted.
All right. Shirley in Ronnebosch, good morning.
Good morning to you. I just wanted to say that I discovered yesterday that CSOS have issued a directive in regard to the lockdown, and in that directive they have stated that walking on the common property, dog walking, jogging is prohibited.
Shirley, just for clarity, what is CSOS for those of us who don't know?
The Community Schemes Ombud Service.
Oren?
Yes.
The Community Schemes Ombud Service has issued a directive saying dog walking is prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
It's on page 15 of their directive.
That's right. Shirley, thank you for the question. The directive was issued by CSOS on the 27th of March, 2020. And it's entitled the plan. It's a plan to be implemented by community schemes. I think importantly, one just needs to bear in mind that the CSOS or the Community Schemes Ombud Service is interpreting the regulations as per their interpretation. The CSOS does not have the jurisdiction to impose regulations onto community schemes or sectional title schemes on how these regulations need to be implemented. It's more of a recommendation by the CSOS, and that needs to be read in that context.
Okay.
All right, Shirley.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Leslie in Observatory, your question. Good morning.
Hi, Africa. Look, I live in a row of houses in Observatory where years ago we leased a lane behind the house from the council, put up fences, put up gates, so it's not accessible to public, and people do sometimes walk their dog there. And I was told by my city councillor, no, you can't walk your dog there. And I just want to know whether that still would be the case. You know, it's not that everybody has a dog, but I have a dog and a few other people have a dog. And so can we walk our dog in a locked, enclosed lane? It's like a service lane.
Oren, it's slightly outside of the purview of this conversation, but are you able to help Leslie out?
Thanks for the question, Leslie. Look, I think that is a bit more of a unique situation than what you would find in a traditional community sectional title scheme. The nature of that property is essentially public open space, which is being leased by your scheme. So one would need to just have a closer look at that lease agreement that you do have in place. But I think that's regarded as a public area which should fall squarely within the definition of the regulations, and therefore it should be closed to the public at the start.
It's closed to the public, though. It's only open to the houses that back onto it are all, okay. You know, part of, it's called Mance Lane is the name of the road, but it's completely closed to the public. You can't get in. I mean, few people
Would your scheme have the control over the access to that area? Is it locked down?
Nobody. Very few people. You know, there's there are a couple of people who have keys who, for example, might. I mean, I have a domestic worker who used to come through the back, through my house into the back, but she doesn't do that anymore. So people that can have access from their houses onto the lane, but there's no access from outside. There are gates that are locked.
I think that's a unique question and one which I'm not. I don't have the answer for you for that. But I think if in doubt, you would need to just contact the Department of Health or the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and ask them for some guidance on that. That's something I can't assist you with.
All right, Leslie. And of course, if anyone has a similar dynamic to you, we certainly invite the calls on 021-446-0567. Robin in Plattenbeck Bay is going to be the last call for the moment because I do have one or two other things I want to clarify before we get to 8 o'clock. Robin, your comment or question for Oren, please.
I live on a private estate. And I was told that our colonel in charge of Plattenbeck Bay Police Station would arrest us if we walked in on our property, the common area, and I actually phoned him and he confirmed that. He said that it was not gazetted that people that live in a private estate are allowed to walk in those areas. So as far as he's concerned, it's not allowed, and that he said to me, and that's the end of it. He will arrest us if we walk around in our common area. How do I handle a guy like that?
Thank you, Robin, for the question. You mentioned that the officer stated that was not gazetted, that specific regulation, and that is correct. So the areas of places or premises close to the public are specifically defined in Annex D to the lockdown regulations, and nowhere in those regulations does it mention common property within a community scheme. Obviously, the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs has the right to direct further places or premises to be determined as public areas, but at this stage that has not been done. And therefore, we need to interpret the regulations in a sensible manner. So if he were to approach you, I would ask him to please explain in terms of which regulation what regulation you are breaching.
All right, Robin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Oren, then my parting question, I suppose, from you, and it relates to not only Anna's call from Sea Point, but certainly calls I received yesterday where the body corporate then issued an instruction to its members and tenants of those members that these are the rules and regulations in line with, if nothing else, the spirit of the lockdown as called for by the president. If... and I'm hoping that this is going to be the case, the majority of people listening to us right now who are living in these sectional title property schemes want to impose these regulations of lockdown, which is you cannot walk your dog in common areas, you cannot go for a run up and down the stairs, you cannot go and enjoy a braai, those kind of things that, quite frankly, are running the risk of potentially exposing us to coronavirus. What is the process that those body corporates and trustees would need to follow in order to put in place that rule that obviously pertains to the complex or scheme, even though it might be not quite in line with the regulation as you interpret it for us now?
Correct. So obviously the trustees in a body corporate are entitled to make rules and to suggest rules to regulate the use of common property. Those rules would need to be approved by the owners in terms of Section 10 of your Sectional Title Schemes Management Act. And basically what the process would be that would be required is that they should insert the rules into the proposed rules into the scheme's existing conduct rules, circulate it among the owners for approval via round robin, and they would have to obtain 75% of the votes of owners in favour of those rules. And I believe that if the rules are sensible and are aimed at promoting the object of the lockdown, that one would believe that they would be passed by the owners quite easily. So that would be my suggestion. Is obviously every citizen has the responsibility to adhere to the lockdown and advance the objects of this lockdown. So put that to the members, let the members vote on it, and then let them decide on how this common property can be used, because at present, as I've mentioned, the regulations are unclear on that.
Oren, thank you very much indeed. Thank you for studying the regulations, and thank you for taking our questions and calls for the last 20 minutes. Oren Freitas dos Santos is a community scheme specialist attorney at PEDOX.